This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Name's Colton Lewis from Shropshire, and I'm on the plumbing, doing the level 2, level 3.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Colton Lewis from Shropshire, who's doing his practical plumbing course with ATL. Hi Colton, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Colton, before we start the interview, could you just brief us and tell us what your career up to date has been?
I've worked in engineering, really, on manufacturing. Yeah, I've been in the factory now for 30 years.
And was there anything which made you decide to change your career?
I wanted a bit more independence, more, rather than being stuck in a factory 9 hours a day. That's what I thought. It's time to do it now. Now the family's grown up. It's time to, if I don't do it now, I never will do.
That's a perfectly objective reason to pursue a new career and to develop your potential further. So you fancy changing your career. You had plenty of experience in the manufacturing industry.
Yeah.
How did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
Originally, getting in touch, the rep came around and explained how it's supposed to work. We went along with it, and I found all the information he gave us was
sure.
Plenty of information. But we did everything he did tell us.
Okay.
We were quite happy with it. Yeah.
So you fancy change your career, you phoned about T4TS, and you came to do your practical training in ATL Centre here.
Yes.
How are you finding your practical training?
I'm finding the practical training very good, actually. I'm particularly the tutor, I find it very approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And quite easy to get on with, which is it helps us. So you're not any problems. I can go to him, and he's been very helpful.
Mm-hmm. What's his name to give him some credit?
Graham.
Graham.
Yeah.
And what are the things you have been doing with Graham and the rest of the guys in your practical training? What are the things you have been doing in your practical
we've been
training?
Doing the fabrication of the pipe work and the bending of the pipe work. Many types of different bends. And fixings, and and he's been really good.
Is there anything you have particularly enjoyed in your practical training?
I've enjoyed all of it so far at the moment.
Carlton, I'm just wondering, how did you find combining your studying commitments with your working life?
Yeah, it is difficult. At the time, we tried to, as the Trivial Skills gentleman said to us, you've got to try and give yourself so many hours a week, which we did and tried to do. And I tried to initially do 2 hours a night. I wanted to try to get in at least 10 hours a week, which was difficult. After working 8 to 9 hours, it was difficult to get those 2 hours, but we originally did stick.
But you didn't find difficulties in doing your studying commitments from home?
No, I used to say I set myself to try and get 10 hours in a week, and that's really what I've stuck to. So I give myself 2 nights or 2 days a week where I didn't do any.
And what did you make of the virtual reality program and the computer software?
Yeah, that was quite, it's quite good actually how it works, and then it was a bit of a surprise to us. It was helpful, and you're learning from it all the time, aren't you? Different things, and it's nice to be able to see some of the things you're reading, because reading, you can't always picture what it's telling you in the book.
So it's giving you really an insight.
It gives you a bit more of an insight into what the book's been telling you about in the electrical side, what wiring's going, how the wiring runs to the lights, and when you see it, you can understand it a bit more.
Carlton, what is the plan for you after you finish your course and you become qualified? Would you like to run your business perhaps, or work as a self-employed?
Eventually, yeah. I think we were looking to start, perhaps coinciding it with the job I got at the moment, and seeing if I can get it to a stage where I could go for it on my own. Yeah. That would be the main plan.
Well, that plan seems like a perfect plan for you. We wish you best of luck when you finish your course.
Thank you.
And when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.